Now it's left. This morning, she's been trying to find somebody to let her have vegetables. Each week, she's been accustomed, apparently, for a number of years to have a regular person from whom she could get vegetables. Well, Frances and I and Sally worked so closely together. She and our classmate from high school days. We weren't going to sell her any vegetables, and I still don't intend to keep it up, but she can't find a supplier, so we finally agreed after we'd sent her 2 weeks of vegetables that we'd let her pay something so she wouldn't feel too bad about it, and that's what she paid us today. She put in a dollar too much, Sally.
Well, I bet she did.
Did she put $5.45?
She told me on the phone, she says, I'm not going to come and get them unless you let me pay.
Yeah.
I said, well, Frances, we just don't want you to. She said, well, I won't get them then.
Well, I tried to price them at about half what they'll retail, but I said to Sally when she left this morning, I suspect the thing she got would be $12 to $15, and I priced these two at $4.45. But she put in a dollar extra.
But you go to the store and everything is packaged in little cartons, you know, and covered with cellophane, and the average person, like they are retired and they are ill, they don't want that many things at one time. They just want one or two, and they won't sell them like that. And there are a lot of people in Auburn that are elderly people that are retired. It seems to me like somebody would have thought of that and catered to those people.
Indeed.
Like a fruit stand or something.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. You know, and that they could buy just the quantity they wanted instead of having to buy a prepackaged little cart.
Well, again, I guess that's another way to charge a little more, you know. Just,
I think it is. Well, you see, for example, this morning, trying to get ready, knew she was coming to court. And I finally concluded that the best way to give her some tomatoes was to get three nice ones, give her one full ripe, one half ripe, and one just tiny, so that maybe this will last her till next Saturday when she comes back again.
Right. Yeah.
And corn, of course, she got a dozen ears. Well, they'll eat one or two a day, probably two if they
and
eat one a piece.
And put it in the freezer.
Yeah, in a bag.
Her husband has recently had heart surgery and other surgery too, and he's a real bad fix. I mean, he can't eat anything but fresh vegetable cooked in a Pyrex double boiler without any grease or anything. Mm. And so that's why she likes these special kind of vegetables that she can prepare for him specially.
Huh. That's my grandmother had a gallbladder operation. She had to eat just totally bland food and cook like that for, well, she still does.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be very unpleasant, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't mind this at all because I'm going to, this is running out here anyway.
All
I'm
right.
just going to turn it over. Any,
all right.
Any matter of fact, I think it might, I don't know how much time we got. Well, we got a little bit left. Let's see. Okay, what do you call this item over here?
That you mean the chair?
Yes, I'm just eliciting certain pronunciations.
Well, what did you think I'd say, chair?
Well, I don't know.
Now this, maybe I'll remember to give you some dialect pronunciation from our Red Hill people as we go along, if I think. But Mr. Dillard would have said chair, I believe, Sandy.
Chia?
Chia.
Chia. With kind of an A sound on?
No, a double E.
Chia.
Like
chi. Oh,
like
chi.
Chia.
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 Oh. What do you call this thing here that I'm sitting
on? Oh, I call it all sorts of things. Sofa and settee, lounge.
When
you see me stretch out taking a nap, that's a good lounge.
Good lounge. That's why I was curious about when we were at the museum, that what you call a sled couch?
Yeah, sleigh bed.
Sleigh bed.
Uh-huh.
Well, the reason that's called a sleigh bed is the way the ends are.
It's made to look like a sleigh.
Uh-huh. That's the reason. That's why it got its name, sleigh.
Would the older people call them anything else, that would call this type of furniture, that type of furniture, anything else that you ever heard of?
Yeah, there was
they
a...
called them settees or something, didn't
they? Yeah. I believe there's still, yeah, the couch, That usually was an upholstered like this is. If it was a wicker, I don't believe they'd call it couch.
What might it be called if it was wicker?
They'd call it a settee, perhaps, or if it